intern, feel free to go ahead and Instagram, tweet, take as many pictures or, you know, cool moments that you see happening, and please use the hashtag OffTheChartsLive if you want to, you know, basically make everybody come to talk to us. That's kind of the idea here. So just OffTheChartsLive, and feel free to tag me as well. We'll probably be retweeting and resharing stuff, so we really appreciate that. All right, so this weekend we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. We're going to be talking about actual charts and analytics and metrics and things that move your business forward. But we're also going to be talking about stuff that can't be added to a chart, that can't be measured. And that's kind of that internal stuff that you're going to learn about that makes the biggest difference, really, because at the end of the day, we can all be in front of our computers, but that's not what's really going to make that big impact in the world that we all want to make. So we're going to have a mix of both, and I'm sure it's all going to help you a whole lot. All right, so first, I want everybody to just raise your hand, just like you just don't care. Great, all right, so keep your hand up if you feel overwhelmed by the amount of stuff that you have to do in your business. All right, pretty much everybody. So if maybe you're not inspired by your business, or there's something that's just not so fun right now, okay? And then if you have too many ideas, it's kind of the opposite problem, right? If you have too many ideas. Great. And then if you aren't sure which order of things that you should be doing, yeah, okay, a lot of people are like, all right, and then maybe if there's a mismatch between the vision that you can see and kind of those details that you need to be doing. Okay, I know, okay, great, perfect, thank you so much. All right, so we're going to help all of these things this weekend, so you're in the right place, this is awesome. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is, since all of us had our hands up and we said overwhelm, is really what causes overwhelm and procrastination. Really what it comes down to is having this sense of urgency, like I really need to get this specific thing done, but I don't know where to start, I don't know what the first step is. And that can cause so much overwhelm and anxiety and like sleepless nights, trust me, I know. So we're really going to break it down today, and we're going to help you over the whole weekend really figure this out for you guys in your business. So most people, when they think about, you know, growing their business, they think of this like straight upward trajectory, right? And you're like, yes, okay, I'm going to start point A, I'm going to get to point B, it's going to be awesome. And really, it kind of looks a little bit more like this. I don't know about you, but I've definitely had this experience where it's one step forward, two steps back, maybe do a loop. There's all kinds of stuff in there. So we're going to talk about a better model today, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. So I know there's a couple men in here, but as you can tell, it's mostly women. And I think a lot of the models that we learn about in business and, you know, pretty much all the marketing stuff and all the business building stuff that we learn is very, kind of comes from the male world. And for them, this whole straight path, you know, I'm super focused, point A to point B kind of works for them. But for us as women, we're actually a little bit more cyclical. We have like a cycle, you know, we have different seasons in our lives. And I think that we should be using this kind of model to write our businesses as opposed to trying to push through certain things. So that's why I wanted to introduce to you the staircase model, so the spiral staircase. So as opposed to a straight up the stairs type of model, we're actually going to go around in circles, which is actually very natural to us as women. So it's not like a, oh no, we're going around circles in that way. It's actually a good thing. So actually, when I came up with this model, I've been using it for a couple of years myself, but I finally realized that this is actually the missing piece for so many of us as women business owners. And what I realized is we actually had a spiral staircase in my house growing up, and I never put the two and two together until I was making this presentation. So my mom was so worried that I would fall through the spiral staircase. So maybe there is some sort of parallel with that when we're building businesses, because we're like, well, I'm so used to going straight, like what if I fall off the edge, right? So this whole concept of the spiral staircase is that we have these same steps that we're going to be, you know, following throughout our businesses, and they can be the exact same steps as the straight model, but we're just going through it over and over again, and each time we have a different perspective. So I'm going to use the example of web design. So I started making websites when I was 12 years old, so very technical, very young, and I ended up designing the website for my high school, and then I ended up getting a couple of web design clients, you know, in high school. So that was my first kind of official business, if you will. And what I realized is that, you know, I wasn't very good at client management, but I was okay with the technical stuff and the design stuff. But then when I was 24, after I started my that I was just on this spiral staircase. So it wasn't that I was back to square one, it's just that I was back to a similar space, but with a whole different perspective. I had so many years of experience doing all kinds of other technical things, all kinds of interpersonal stuff, relationship stuff, and that was so useful, and it brought so much to that business, and it really helped me to grow that business and make it successful as well. So I really want you to think about, is there something in your life that you might be experiencing right now that you're like, oh, like I'm stuck. Like I keep doing the same thing over and over again. Like what's wrong with me? It might not be a bad thing. It might actually be the spiral staircase in action. So just maybe think about it for a quick second. Is there something that you feel like you're repeating in your business? Or maybe there's something that you keep finding yourself in, and maybe it's something that you're good at, but maybe not something you want to build a business around. I know sometimes we fall into these businesses. Or business models. So it's good to just kind of be aware of that. All right, so this is kind of what I envision as this path towards success. And it's a spiral that does go in the right direction, and it's just not as direct necessarily. So this is, you know, you're still going to get from point A to point B, but the good thing is that you're going to have so much perspective and so much experience and mastery and all that good stuff along the way. So, have you guys ever watched a movie? Like, maybe it's a movie you've seen before, and suddenly you're watching it again because it's a rerun or whatever, you're just kind of inspired to watch it again. And then you recognize as an actor and actress that you've seen in a new movie or a new show, and you're like, oh, that's that person from that thing. And then suddenly it, like, clicks, right? So, this is what we're actually going to be doing this weekend. So, we're going to be talking about a couple different things that you may have heard before, but because you're in a whole different space, you're in a whole different perspective, it's going to click. So this is really what I want you guys to take away from this weekend is that, you know, come to it from a beginner's mind and come to it expecting to see some stuff you may have seen before, but also that you're going to be able to really take it at a different level because you're already at a different level. You've had so much different experiences. And I know you're all along the spectrum, so some of you are starting out, some of you are more experienced, but that's totally cool and it's totally going to help. So the next time you hear this information, you'll be in a different place as well. All right, so the spiral staircase is really going to help with so many different things in your life and in your business. So first of all, it helps with the rejection of the next piece, right? So we're going to totally address that. It also disarms perfectionism. I don't know if anybody else is a perfectionist, but we all have that. The good thing is when you're on the spiral staircase, you're going to come back to it, right? So you don't have to like make it super perfect and never touch it again, and you're going to be back. The other thing, too, is that you don't need to know the whole path. So when you think of a spiral staircase, you can't see around the corner, right? But if you look up, you know where you're going. So you don't have to have everything figured out to get there. Just take it one step at a time. And the other thing is that, you know, it definitely helps continuously improve your skills and whatever it is that you're doing in your business. You're just going to keep getting better over and over again. And it also keeps you from getting bored. I don't know if anybody else has that, but I have a little restlessness sometimes in my business. So. All right, so the other thing is that the spiral staircase is a bit of a fractal. So there's the spiral within the spiral within the spiral within the spiral. So you have the business itself, which is the spiral. You have your website. So you're probably going to come back and redesign your website. You're probably going to come back and change stuff on your website. Then you also have your website copy, your products. All of those things are going to evolve as you evolve as well. And they're also going to be on that spiral. All right, so there are essentially 9 steps to this spiral, and we're going to go through them. All right, so I'm going to go through them in more detail, but I'm just going to outline them so you can take notes if that's useful for you. So the first one is to just get clear on your why and to get confident about what it is that you're doing. So you can think about it from, you know, about your entire business, or you can think about it from this next product that I'm doing. It's totally up to how you want to use this framework. It's very, very flexible. All right, number 2 is get clear on the who. So obviously a business is not operating in a vacuum, so it's important to know who it is that you're working with, who is on your team, who it is that you're operating or, you know, doing business with. Number 3 is create offers and then test the value and pricing. So you might have noticed some of these things might feel like, oh, maybe I should do this first, maybe I should do that first. But this whole thing is about helping you make sure that you can just do one thing and move on to that next step. So this is the step 3. Step 4 is make sales and get feedback. Now, for some of you, you might say, well, I don't have a website yet. I have to do this other thing. So this is why make sales is very early, so that you can is story and positioning, and this is really important in the marketplace. Number seven is building your business assets. So that's like list building, intellectual property, relationships, kind of all of those important business assets. Number eight is evaluate what's working and decide if you should keep doing it or not. All right, and number nine is scale by automating, delegating, and streamlining. Okay, and how does the spiral staircase work? Starts back at the beginning. So now I'm going to go over each of these in more detail just so you can really feel what I'm talking about here. But I just wanted to mention, I came up with these nine steps and I was like, 9 steps, 9 months, maybe there's some sort of significance here, birthing business, cycles for women, who knows. So I just wanted to add that in there. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into these steps. So the first one is the why. So getting clear and getting confident on why you do what it is that you do. So we all have different reasons why we're in business. We all have different reasons why we're in business right now, doing what we're doing right now, and trying to help the people that we're helping right now. So I can't tell you the why or that answer, but it's really good for you to know it because it's going to help you communicate better, help you find the right people to help you with the mission, and also just make sure the right people who are your ideal clients will really understand why you're doing what you're doing. And then also, why are you the person who should be doing this work in the world? Because sometimes we're like, everybody else are doing this, or we have these people kind of doubts that creep up. And when you get clear on why it's that you, right now, are the perfect person to make this happen, it will make a huge difference in how confident you are and how easy it is for you to actually market yourself and connect with people. Cool. Alright, so the next thing is who. So in business, there's a really fine balance between doing what you love and then also doing things that people are willing to pay you for. Right? And, there's the whole starving artist thing, which is probably a possibility, but there's also the possibility of doing something you love and also helping people and being a service at the same time. So this is really that intersection point between your gifts and their needs. So you'll have to figure that out for yourself in your business, what that means. But once you have that, that's where your offerings and your paid programs and your paid services really come into play. So this is all about getting the value equation right. So what are people willing to pay for what it is that you're creating? And what you really want to create is a situation where people feel like they're getting such a steal, like, oh my God, they cannot believe they're getting it at this price. And at the same time, that you're able to deliver it in such a way that you're still making a profit, right? So it has to feel like, wow, like I'm making so much profit, like I want to do this all day. So this is the exact same formula that you want to use when you're pricing anything in your business. Make sure that it feels really good for them, that they're getting all the value, all the benefits that they're really looking for, and then also that you're feeling like, oh, I just want to sell this all the time because it's awesome. Great. So the reason I put this at this step is because you really want people to actually put cash down. So if they're not willing to pay you for it, then it's not a viable product or program or offering. Did my audio just disappear? you can still hear? Okay, half. Okay. Great. Alright, well, it seems like it's not enough, right? Okay, good. So that's really where it's all about. So I want really to emphasize that you want to be making sales early so that you know if it's a viable product or program or business, so that you're not waiting and just saying, oh, everybody says they love my idea, but when you're actually